Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen. I'm also a hip-hop artist. Hey, give me a freaking beat here or something, DJ. What you looking for, huh? What you looking for? Hey, what you looking for? Hey, what you looking for? Oh, what you're looking for, yeah, gotta make it easier. Do me one little favor. Check your local grocer freezer. Hush, hey, hush, ho. Do me one thing, friend. Check your local grocer's freezer before you wreck your grocer's freezer. Yeah, check your local grocer's freezer before you wreck your local grocer's freezer. What you looking for? I don't know. What you looking for? I don't know. What you looking for? I don't know. DJ Sticky Pants, give him a beat. Bass, how low can you go? Death Row, what's your mama know? Hey, do me a favor. Go check your grocer's freezer. Ah, yeah. Yeah. Check your local grocer freezer. Hello, I'm Walter Cornish, paid celebrity product endorser and star of the stage and screen.
Now hit that theme music.
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Live from your mama's head. Yeah. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo with your host, Dizzy Perry.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to episode 43 of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo. Yeah.
I'm your host, Jesse Perry. With me, as always, is the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Hello, friends.
And as always, the talent, Mr. Sean Parrott.
Hi.
We've got a great show. We have a very musical show.
Oh, yeah.
Filled
what?
With all kinds of jams,
huh? What?
Riffs,
huh?
Chords,
huh?
Notes,
what?
Trills,
ululations.
You're welcome. This is going to be an excellent show.
Yes.
We just got done. We closed down Improv Nashville.
Yep. It was our fault.
With our Mangy Dog Live show on April, being April 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Changed the schedule at the last minute, but we had a good crowd.
Thanks for coming out.
We got 4 cameras on the show and no fucking clips.
Whoa, yeah.
Whoa, settle.
Pretty exciting.
Anger.
However, episode 44, I think we're going to get some clips.
Yeah.
Audio clips.
Yeah.
We'll post stuff on mangydog.com. Are you guys going to mangydog.com?
Every minute.
Yes.
Of every day.
It's on my taxes as my second home.
I Twitter it.
It is excellent. Yes, we are on Twitter. Twitter.com/mangydog.
Yeah.
Don't you have to tweet? Isn't that what you...
Whatever.
Isn't that the verb?
I don't know.
I don't want people to feel obligated to tweet.
Tweet is a
but
tweet.
We're on there if you're a tweeting type.
Sure.
That's
what the cool kids are doing.
That's true.
And Oprah.
Like cool kids and
Oprah?
Like a lot of hip with it.
Yeah, hip
cats.
Ashton Kutcher.
Those.
And how cool is he now?
Yeah.
I saw him on that commercial with the photo.
His career is like a white hot poker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't grab it.
Don't touch. No don't touchy.
Burn your fingers
no
off.
No touchy this. Oh, no touchy. No touchy.
Barbazologist. Woo.
Oh, I also want to thank our sponsor.
Yes.
As always, it's sponsored by the National Cocaine Council. Learn more about the National Cocaine Council. Call 1-888-WOO! Now, we're going to go into our first sketch. We have lots of music. We have clips from Sean at Zany's.
Yay!
We have Mark has not just, well, Mr. Cornish produced that, yes. But along with that, you have a fantastic song.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've got sketches. We've got songs. We've got Scatman Crothers. We've got scalpels.
Yeah.
We've got scar tissue.
What?
We've got Skip to Maloo. I can't top that. Now, but first, the first thing we're going to do.
Yeah.
This is the world wide debut. Because the World Wide Web, it's worldwide.
Yes. This counts. Everywhere.
This is the international re-debut of the new song by the Dead Dead who tore up Mangy Dog Live.
Oh, okay, they verbalized it.
Look out.
This is Cerberus, the Devil Dog of Hades, only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour.
Whoop-de-doo.
Welcome to the 107th Annual U.S. Masters PGA British Golfing Joke-Off. I'm Fall Summerall here in lovely Augusta, New Jersey. Chip Behrens, who just golfed the round of his life, is about to take the microphone and deliver one of his classic comedy sets. Let's go to Chip.
Hey, sorry I'm late. I couldn't find my golf socks. You know, the pair with the hole in one? Last night, my wife asked me if I wanted any pie. I said, sure, as long as you don't give me a slice. But seriously, folks, these clothes would be so wrinkled if it weren't four irons. Four irons, get it? I had an eagle the other day. Tasted just like chicken. I guess that's just par for the course. Moses, Jesse Jackson, and Woody Allen all went golfing. Who picked up the green fees on that one, am I right?
You are right. They stink.
What? Who said that?
You suck!
Some of these jokes aren't great, I'll admit it. Jokes aren't how I earn my bread and putter.
Next time, yell four before you play through with that crap!
The heckler is totally killing it out there.
I could write more jokes, but I just don't have the follow-through. Nothing.
No, nothing!
That's... That course is great back nine. I'd give it a 10.
I give you a big zero. Give me the mic.
The heckler grabs the mic. Chip hangs his head in shame.
Did I ever tell you about the time John Daly showed me how to use a ball washer? Mexicans. Oh, man. I played a best ball tournament with Lance Armstrong. Despite the odds, he did have the best ball. The other day, I hit my ball into the most racist of areas. The Archie Bunker. Oh, man. I like girls with dimples. Because when I hit them in the face, I get a steady and true flight, people. Oh, man. Hole four yesterday, I got by a dog leg with no problems. One question. Who chops up animals on the courses these days?
Your mom.
Oh. Hold on, wait a minute. Don't bring anyone mother into this. She ain't here. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. But remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Thanks, Mr. T, and thanks to the fine folks in Augusta and watching around the globe in Sony HD. Remember, every dollar you save is a dollar that's worth less in the future. I'm Fall Summerall, and good night.
My name is Dak Sanchez. I've made millions of dollars in multiple business fields simply by projecting an air of confidence and by talking like this. And yet no one knows my secret. I'm dumber than a box of turds. Don't believe me? Here are some basic facts about me. One, I don't get movies. Two, every time I sweat, I think I'm melting. Three, my favorite food is notebook paper. So how am I so successful? It's simple. I was born with a loud, projecting voice that makes even the stupidest statement sound convincing. Don't believe me? Check this out. George W. Bush was a terrific president. See what I mean? It's just that easy, and now you can be rich and stupid too with my series of tapes entitled Loud and Dumb, A Guide to Success in the 21st Century. I'm not sure of the price because I can't read numbers. Order today!
That's right, send three easy payments of $99 to Dak Sanchez at his address and receive 10 copies of Dak Sanchez's Loud and Dumb. But that's not all. Order now and get a free bag of notebook paper. Notebook paper makes Miles happy.
Yes. Woo! Very informative.
Thanks to Dak Sanchez for that. Another great sponsor here at the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Why don't you?
Now, before that, we heard Chip Behrens, the golfing comic, and of course, the debut of the new single by the Dead Dead.
The Dead Dead.
Cerberus, the Devil Dog of Hades. Good stuff.
Loving it.
Evil.
But we're going to keep the music going. You guys with me?
I'm with you.
You should be with me.
Yes.
Because coming up next is a song by Mr. Mark Anunson.
And Sean did the guitar.
And Sean did the guitar.
I did the guitar, but you really did the guitar.
And I found the loop on GarageBand.
That's true.
The drums.
That's true.
That's very true.
That's what a fungineer does. He lays the foundation.
Multitasking.
Whoa.
Where did
he just ran in here and ran out.
What the
hell? Bye, Corny.
Bye, fellas. Got into the Crodgers and checked their local grocery freezers. I hear they have shrimps on sale.
Oh, man. Do they have pudding pops? I like a nice pudding pop.
I don't think they freeze pudding, dude.
What?
Is that possible?
Pudding pops.
Pudding pops.
What's this pudding pop I'm hearing about?
It's
I don't know what that is.
Now here's Mark and Lemson with more wonderful magic. This is Bacteria on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 I'm in the air. I can
Bacteria.
Yes. Bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Not good.
And a Nunson Parrot production. Mm. You should put in like
the
another
Wolf and the Walrus.
Applause. The Wolf and the Walrus.
Yep.
The Wolf, Sean Parrott.
It's like Lennon
the
McCartney.
Walrus, Mark and Nunson.
It's a new Lennon McCartney.
It's great. You know, guys, this is probably irresponsible for me to do this when you press record.
Yeah.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So, if you guys could kill some time and pad this out, that'd be great. Got to go. Bye.
All right. Talk to you.
Okay.
See you, Jesse.
Leave him in the room.
So, okay. Well, Sean, I really like that dead stuff you were.
Thanks, man. Hey, you know what I like?
What?
You.
Oh, you're a good guy.
You're.
Do I hear somebody coughing? Well, hello, Mark and Sean. I didn't see Jesse on my way up here. I heard you coughing from my van. I was parked outside shooting at snipers. You know how it is. Anyway, guess what? You got swine flu.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Let me, here's the test.
All right.
Do both of you have hair?
Yeah.
There you go. You're in trouble, but don't worry. I have invented my own swine flu vaccine. Colonel Parker's bacon-flavored fixture. It features bacon.
Huh?
It features bacon grease.
What?
It features raw shredded pork. Mm. It features diced pork chops.
Ah.
It features Spam for flavor. It features some pepper I spilled in there. And it features coffee because that kind of melted and that gets it all in the syringe. $45, gimme. Yeah! Oh, fuck it, I gotta go.
Bye, Colonel.
Hey, bye, Colonel.
I'm leaving now.
See you, Colonel.
Say hi to Jesse.
We will, Colonel.
Okay.
I'm feeling better already. How about you, Sean?
I feel great. Man, I feel great.
You guys take it easy.
Colonel.
I feel great.
See you, Colonel.
This is a long hallway.
Get the hell out of here, Colonel. Colonel Parker, only on the Mangy
Dog.
Hey,
guys, what did I miss?
Oh,
did I miss something?
I heard a
burst of country music.
No, we were just
hanging out. We were just talking about how much we liked each other.
I'm feeling better.
All right. Well, you sound like you guys were having fun.
No.
That was a great riff session.
No.
Pretty boring.
Yeah. Oh. Just waiting for you to get back.
Pretty boring.
Nothing happened
We'll just delete it.
If something happened, we'd tell you. I mean, we wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like if Colonel Parker came by, we'd totally say, hey, Colonel Parker. Yeah.
Colonel Parker.
That'd be weird.
He totally did not.
He's so weird.
Yeah.
How would he even know how to get here?
I don't know.
He hasn't been here in weeks.
He bought that van.
Yeah, he did.
Anyway, Zany's was fantastic a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mr. Parrott was there
performing
a couple of his songs.
Sean,
why don't you tell us about this event?
It's an event called Music City Comedy. Actually, our own Mark Anunson will be performing there. We'll talk about that in the plugs. But
teaser.
Leave that
spoiler.
The plug.
Teaser.
Teaser.
Spoiler alert.
Stay tuned for that.
And it was with, who was there? Rick Roberts was there. Win Riker was there.
Lana Turner.
Yeah, Lana Turner.
I worked with that guy later on that night.
Really?
Yeah.
What was his name? Jalapeno Pickle Juice?
Pickle
Johnson?
Pete's or something. Hot sauce.
I think
sauce.
It was Jalapeno Pickle Juice.
He was a
Johnson.
Weird bird.
He was a weird bird.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. It was the best thing that's ever happened to people.
Well, that's outstanding. And you brought some clips of this, didn't you?
Yes. This clip I have brought.
Set up your clip.
This will be my glorious super hit. It's going to be rising up the charts soon. This is live from Zany's Comedy Showplace in Nashville, Tennessee. Honk if you're drunk.
Only on the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Whoop-de-doo. Oh, I guess I better sing a song. Why not? Does that sound? Oh, that sounds so sweet. Oh, and this is a country song, so I gotta get my accent on. How y'all doing? How y'all? All right. How y'all doing? How y'all? All right. Good. I'm ready. This is about drunk driving. I don't condone drunk driving, by the way. I don't. It's just a song, people. It's just a song. Well, I'm at the bar hitting bottom on my 50th Budweiser. About around 50 Budweiser's when I start yelling yeehaw for no apparent reason. Yeehaw! And I grab my keys. Bartender says, shouldn't I be wiser? I tell him no real man would ever call a cab. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! I said, damn it, man, can't you read what my bumper sticker says? Yeah, honk if you're drunk. Honk if you're drunk. And I'll be honking from the honky-tonk all the way home. Well, I get in my car, turn the keys, and there I go. And my favorite song is playing on the radio. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free to drink and drive. In my mirror, and there's 100 cars honking at me. Yeah, honk if you're drunk. Honk if you're drunk. And I'll be honking from the honky tonk. Ow, do we? Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Sean wow. Parrott.
Ah, killer.
I'll give you your drink.
All killer, no filler.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What an episode.
Very fun, guys.
Quick, yes. Fast, musical, exciting. I'm a little horny from the whole experience.
Yuckies.
Yucky. I've got what my uncle calls the yucky drippies.
Oh. Nasties.
What?
Ew.
Yuckies. And that's when people turned off, right before we could get to our play.
They'll never know where we're playing.
First of all, I want to say, please check out mangydog.com. Mm-hmm. Our RSS feed is working. The iTunes feed is working.
Wow.
All the episodes are up. They're kicking ass. We're getting
names.
Great content at Mangy Dog mm-hmm. every day. And please go to the Mangy Dog forum mm-hmm. and help us act like jackasses there. And please go to NashvilleStandup.com and support Nashville comedy.
Wow. Please do.
Yes,
yeah.
Please do it.
Now let's mm-hmm. go around the room. We're going to start with the Funkineer, Mr. Mark Anunson. Mark, please tell us where you're going to be.
If I get this uploaded fast enough, you can see me at Bongo Java Saturday night with Nate Bargatze and the Three Bryans.
What?
Excellent.
I'm gonna be Saturday?
I'm going to be the MC, so I got to get this done and up
you
there.
You have to
Nate
MC.
Nate Bargatze featured on Conan.
Twice.
Conan twice. Very funny, man. It's a great deal. Bongo Java. And how much did you say were tickets?
I didn't say. I don't know.
Well played, Mr.
They made you MC? That's not right. You should be right below Nate Bargatze.
I should be closing that show down. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Who is this Nate character?
I own Bongo Java. Who is this New Yorker coming down?
At the king of this coffee house.
And then Wednesday, May 13th, I will be doing the Music City Friends, Lana Turner, Wynn Riker.
Excellent.
Be a great show.
I'll be doing my keyboard.
You're gonna bring both keyboards. You should bring.
You're gonna bring all of this. See everything you see here, and bring in the whole rig.
Outstanding.
Everything you see out there in Radio Land.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Sean, where will you be?
May 31st, I will be at Zany's Comedy Showplace for 3 glorious minutes.
Yay!
Ah.
Yes.
Just not in a row.
No. 1 minute at a time.
Outstanding.
Where are you gonna be, Jesse? We'd like to see your set.
Man, oh my. You can catch my funny little skits.
Yeah?
Yeah.
May 6th, Die of Laughing at the Spring Water. I will be hosting that.
Oh, I'll probably be there.
That is next Wednesday.
I'll be there.
May 14th, I'll be in Owensboro, Kentucky.
That's a Thursday.
And that's all I'm going to talk about for now. All
right.
Yeah, I think we're going to have another show by then featuring new Mangy Dog live clips.
What?
Swear to God. As well as more sketches, more stand-up, more fun. Please listen to us early and often. For Mark Anunson and Sean Perry, I'm Jesse Perry. Go to mangydog.com.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. Can you hear it, Sean?
I can hear it.
You want to sing it?
Oh, yeah. I think you should go first.
I don't know the words.
I don't either.
Yeah, my face is so weird looking because I'm from, like, Canada.
Good hell. Real
hard.
Every
day,
oh, I say gibberish. Bring home, bring your own, buy my nuggets. Cheer up, sweetie G. Oh, what could it be?
It's Walter Cornish.
To a JG, Lee Hall, and a homecoming queen.
Hey, look, it's Tron Parrot, Sean's brother.
Hi.
Hey, Tron.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
So glad to have you.
Singing this song, cause
good to
my
see
brother, 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 brother.
Welcome back, Tron. We're all the best. Hey, look, everybody, it's Dane Cook.
With the things and the stuff.
And the blankets. And the blankets and the painter's pickles.
And the blankets and the pickles.
Oh my God, it's David Lynch!
Hey, hi, hey, this is David Lynch of DavidLynch.com. You can go to my website and hear my weather report every day. Right now in beautiful...
Oh my God, it's the Barbizologist!
Oh, homecoming queen, come here. Let me tell you how you lose your crown next year. You want four clip on your eyebrow? Look at your eyebrow, they disgusting.
Hey, look, everybody, it's Jesse Murray!
Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Oh my God, it's Chip Behrens as Heckler.
Hey, how we doing, everybody? Oh, Jesse, whoa. Look out. Oh my goodness, look, it's the news. What is the name of the turkey?
Sean.
Hey, it's a horse.
The song's over, guys. It's the end of the podcast.
It got really creepy.
Turn the recording off.
Oh, snakes. I want to let it keep going, snakes.
Horse!